You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Appreciate you spending your Wednesday morning with the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100, where it is time for a trending report. Weather's going to calm down today. We'll get the upper 70s, probably mid 80s tomorrow. I hope you're ready to sweat this weekend. It's going to be back in the 90s. You might need a cold beer this weekend, and a story in trending says that this pandemic has helped out the cheap beer industry because people had started getting hooked on their imports and their microbrews, and I think mostly because the way it made them look cool.
It does, though. It's a fact.
Does it?
Yeah. It does.
Sure. But when the pandemic hit, they suddenly needed to not spend as much money, so here come the cheap beers.
Yeah.
They've come roaring back.
Now, would our Michelob Ultra fall into that category? Or is this like a Natty Ice, PBR?
I don't think that as a cheap beer.
No, me either.
What's the one you told me about? Oh, it's Ultra what?
It's Lime? Michelob Ultra Lime and Cactus or something. I don't know why they put the cactus in there, but it was Lime. It's good. It's real good.
Huh. I'll give it a shot.
All right.
What else to share with you? A bunch of plastic surgeons have said there is something else that's made the news since businesses are reopening. Plastic surgeons say they have now been absolutely flooded with requests for Botox. Now that things are opening up again, people have gone months, I guess, without getting any treatments, and they say they're barely able to keep up with the demand for the Botox treatments.
It's like that guy who did the drive-up in Florida, that doctor that was having people just drive up, and he was doing it from his garage. Getting it in you.
Get it in you. Okay, my favorite story of the week comes from Italy, where a couple of inmates broke out of prison. That's really not the fun part of this story, because basically, who cares, right?
Right.
A couple of inmates in Italy, you know they'll catch them.
We got to get out of here. Hey.
But the thing that made this story so much fun for me is that the two prisoners left a courtesy note for the guards. And the note essentially said, hey, don't freak out. We'll be back in 2 weeks. There's just some stuff we got to take care of. So apparently they've got some personal business that needs attending to, and they said their wives can't help them with this business. Want to know why?
Yeah, I do.
It's not because the wives are incapable. Well, they are, but they're incapable because they're in prison too.
Wah, wah, wah.
So they left a note that said, we'll be back in 15 days.
Did their note say, it's okay? It's okay. We're going to be back. It's a fine.
I wondered how they got out of the prison, and then I looked into the story. There was a hose that had been left in the prison yard.
Yes.
And they used it to scale a wall.
They used the hose.
They used the hose.
The hose helped me. Where my hose at?
Over there in the yard. There's so many things about this story that's
just so ridiculous.
I love so much.
Those guards were like, hey, where's my hose at?
And then there's a 40-year-old guy named Keon who broke into the baseball stadium in Milwaukee. It's called Miller Park. Speaking of beer, he went into Miller Park while the field workers were in there working on the playing surface and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the grounds crew was there. Keon still jumped on one of their tractors and proceeded to start writing his name on the field.
Keon.
Using a tractor. They say Keon caused $40,000 worth of damage.
Not good.
To the field, including he tore up the pitcher's mound.
No.
Oh.
Who cares? They're not playing anyway. They're not using it at all.
Just there. Might as well let people play. They should have just sold rides on one of those little tractors in the park.
I'd ride that.
They'd been thinking. All right, what do you got?
Well, here's what's trending in the world of celebrity. It looks like the latest trailer for the new Bill and Ted movie dropped yesterday. Bill and Ted Face the Music. It's got Keanu Reeves, Alex Winter. They're both back in it, and they are trying to craft a song that unites the world, dude. And I think I said out loud when I was watching the trailer, this is sad.
Well,
it's really sad. These two dudes who are pushing 60, right?
Keanu is
pushing 60.
I'll look it up. It just looks sad.
It doesn't look good at all.
And what has the other guy done with his life?
Nothing. Nothing. So I kind of get why he signed on for this, because it gets him back out in the spotlight, but it just doesn't look good. So anyway, that came out yesterday. I guess it was Bill and Ted Day yesterday. I wasn't familiar with this. June 9th. There's a reference to the number 6 and the number 9 in the movie where Bill and Ted are visited in the future, or visited by their future selves, and it's in front of a convenience store and... whatever. If you're
the Circle K.
If all four of you know the reference, then you got it.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
Yeah, that guy. New beats, fat new beats coming out from the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama has a new album coming out. His Holiness will release his debut album on July 6th, also his 85th birthday. The album is called Inner World. And it's got Dalai Lama reciting mantras and prayers over some music there in the background, a la the Fat Beats. And, of course, I pulled a sample for you guys to listen to.
All right, let's have it.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Yeah. One more time.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Now check this out. Listen to it.
Wonderful. It's so calming. You know, honestly, it's like when I go to get a massage, this is they're playing stuff just exactly like this.
That's you getting a massage.
Be respectful. It's the Dalai Lama, jerk.
I am. But I know how you pass gas during your massages, so.
Me?
I've heard your stories.
Never have done that, but I've thought about it. Like, what if I had to?
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully for... Thankfully for Audrey, she never had to put up with that.
No, in all honesty, I actually really like that. It sounded quite soothing, so.
You know what else it is, Jeremy?
Tell me now.
It's a little reminder for people, because he's releasing his first album at the age of 85. Mm. Never too late to embark on a new career path.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. There you go.
There you go. Get on it. Lay down some fat beats. There is a doctor in Belgium. Let me scroll up here. He is giving the green light, basically, to say, hey, you guys can start hugging again during the Rona. Don't shake hands. Still don't do that. But if you want to hug it out, go ahead. His name is Dr. Van Ranst. I guess if you turn your head one and you give this little squeeze, you're probably fine. He says, still skip the handshakes. Absolutely 100%. No skin on skin. And he says, this does also not give you the green light to start hugging everybody in your office. Don't go on an office hugging spree when you get back to work. Yeah. Keep it reserved for people that you're close to, that you love dearly, and give them a little squeeze. You should be fine.
We all have that guy in the office who has to hug everybody.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Bring it in. Bring it in. New survey out this morning found that a whopping 81% of Americans have used music to help them cope with the added stress of the lockdown. And another whopping 85% said listening to music while they drive puts them in a better mood, Dom. Yeah. Crank it.
That puts me in a good mood.
Does it? Yeah. Real quick, here's your fat America. Pringles is teaming up with Wendy's. They're going to be releasing Baconator-flavored chips. Yes.
Silly.
Yes. All day long, yes. I tried the sweet corn Pringles the other day. Total impulse buy. Also a huge yes. Very, very tasty. So check them out. No?
Underwhelmed.
You got the I just smelled a fart look on your face.
Well, sweet corn Pringles does not...
You're my sweet corn Pringle.
Doesn't scream excitement to me, rubbing my hands together.
What? Listen, we haven't been able to do anything for months. This is my one little glimmer of hope.
All right, I'll let you have it.
All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a video this morning. Dom recommended it. He loves it. It's a mom filming her daughter using a chair to rescue a squirrel that was swimming inside of their kiddie pool.
Hilarious.
And I just happen to have a few seconds of audio on this. Here's what it sounds like.
Don't touch him.
I have to help him. Give me something to get him out.
Get a board. Yeah, put the chair.
I'm saving you. I'm saving you. Let me save you.
So you'll have to watch the video to see why she screams.
It's so good.
But on another side note, one little thing that I noticed from this audio is a lot of times when we would go out and do station events, like Dom and I, and we're standing at the tent and people come up and they start talking to me, Dom would always be like,
"Don't touch him."
Just like that. Like every time people would come up.
"Don't touch him."
Sounds
every time.
So vaguely familiar, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. All right, so check out the video on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Don't touch him.
And that is what's trending now.
It's Mix 100's Salary Side Hustle.
Josh tells us that we called out the name at 8:31. You called out Tabitha's name. He That's said right. It took about 9 minutes.
She squeaked in.
Tabitha, that tells us all day long that you weren't listening, but somebody brought it to your attention. Who was that somebody?
Her name is Kim.
Are you going to split some of the money with her?
I'll help her out, yeah.
Don't touch him.
Kim's like, Tabitha, call Dom and Jeremy.
Don't touch him.
You're
going to
get some money.
Yeah.
Stupid. All right. You excited? Yeah. It's $100.
Doesn't sound like it.
I'm very excited. Thank you so much, you guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Here's the really good news, Tabitha. You get that money to start with, but when Shannon calls out another name at 11:30, if that person does not have a Kim to tell them to call in, you're going to get more money, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, listen, you hold on. Don't go away. And Josh is going to come back and talk to you again. That's how it works.
It was the same person.
Don't touch him.
It was the same woman.
Don't touch him.
It was her. She won the money.